I just want to introduce our good friend here. We're going to call him George for today, because George is a skunk, and he has skunked a lot of people. Secondly, I would like to invite the Secret Service people from across the street who are hassling our people handing out literature. Perhaps they would like to hear the truth instead of the bull their boss has been handing them. Now, every day the list grows of things that are going on in this country. Like this morning, for instance, we learned that one out of every seven people have health insurance only. That's down. There are less people with health insurance than the start. We know we lost 3 million jobs plus since Bush was appointed president. We know that our nation's health care system is in a state of collapse, and unions have to divert more and more of our economic settlements to cover the rise in health care and drug costs. Lord knows what happens to people who don't have health coverage. I recently, my wife went through an illness and suffered, for a while, but my health insurance covered it. We have the same health insurance all our members have. The bills were up to $175,000, and all we had to pay was $1,000. Now, what would happen to somebody without health insurance? Their house would be gone. Their life would basically be ruined. So if you have health insurance, hold on to it. We know that our Homeland Security Department is grossly underfunded. We represent Teamster workers in the rail yards. Thousands of overseas containers come in every day, and they come through those yards every day, and almost none of them are ever inspected. We know that the Social Security Trust Fund has been robbed blind by the thieves that we have in Washington at the present time, threatening the retirement plans of millions of Americans. Yet here's George Bush across the street at a $2,000 a plate dinner. He's raising another few million dollars in his attempt to buy the next election. Yeah. Maybe he's afraid that we won't let him steal this one as he did last time. All right. So friends, let's get out on the streets, preach to your neighbors, let them preach to their neighbors. We have to get Mr. Bush out of office as soon as possible. They're doing it in California. Maybe we should have some type of recall for the United States. They do it in California. And I'll tell you what, if we had one right now, Mr. Bush would be gone. So thank you, and let's all work hard to get him out of here. All right, James. Let's go.